It's an honor to be with you today. Judy and I had a wonderful trip driving here from Clarkston, and it's just a delight to be here and to listen to you sing and to join in the worship of our very great God.
今天很荣幸能够到你们当中来。那今天我跟我太太在路上开车非常顺利。那希望今天跟大家有机会能够来一起参加这个敬拜。
My thoughts today are going to come from Psalm 19. If you have a Bible, I'd like you to turn there. Psalm 19.
今天我们要大家一起来思考诗篇第十九篇。如果你有圣经的话，请你把圣经打开来，我们大家一起来看。
The greatest knowledge that we could ever experience in life is knowledge of God.
我们在世上的所有的这个我们的知识里面最大的这个知识就是关于神的知识。
We have the knowledge of mathematics and science.
我们在知识里面，我们花很多时间来理解算术、数学跟这个科学。
And psychology and all of the wonderful subjects that are taught in our universities.
或者是心理学在大学里面，我们可能学到很多这方面的知识。
And this knowledge adds to the quality of our lives.
那当然，这些知识能够增加我们在生活里面的品质。
But there is a greater knowledge.
那但是在世界上有一个更大的知识。
A truly transcendent knowledge of knowing the true and living God.
那这个更大的知识是关于我们认识神的这个知识。
And it is this knowledge that David wants to write about in Psalm 19.
那这个关于神的知识是大卫王想要告诉我们的。
He begins telling us how God reveals himself by turning to nature.
他先告诉我们说神怎么样在自然界里面来显明来启示他自己。
In verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands.
在第一节跟第二节里面他告诉我们说诸天述说神的荣耀穹苍传扬他的手段。
This is what we call general or natural revelation.
这是我们所谓的一般性的或是自然界的启示。
It is that nature reveals God's glory.
那就是告诉我们说自然界来启示让我们认识神的大能。
This provides a certain kind of knowledge.
它告诉我们某一方面的知识。
A knowledge that is communicated to us by what we see and observe in this created order.
这个知识是我们可以从自然界里面神所创造出来的，我们可以亲眼看见的。
For those of you who are involved in sciences,
在我们当中里面有人如果是研究这个科学的话
should really understand this the best.
我想你可能对这个我所说的非常理解。
Because you study what is observable and make wonderful discoveries about that.
因为你从自然界里面你可以观察，你可以从里面揣摩出神的大能。
The Bible would tell us that nature tells us something about himself.
圣经告诉我们说，在自然界里面，神能够显明他自己。
And that kind of knowledge is important to contemplate.
这种的知识是值得我们去思考的。
But I want you to look at verses 2 and 3 because we begin to see what David says about this proclamation of God's glory in everything that's created.
我想大家能够注意到诗篇十九篇里面第二跟第三节里面他告诉我们说神要我们看见的是什么。
In verse 2 it says, Day after day, they, that is the glory of God proclaiming truth, pour forth speech.Night after night, they display knowledge.
第二节里面说，这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识。那他这里所讲的是说神关于神的知识。
This knowledge communicates all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
这样的知识是我们一年365天，一个礼拜七天。一天二十四小时，我们都能够不断的可以观察到的。
This continual revelation doesn't stop and is still operating today.
这样的知识是不停止的，而且是继续延续不断的。
It should show us something about God's character, His magnificent creative powers, and His beauty.
它可以让我们看到神他的 创造的这个大能，让我们能够自己亲眼的来观察。
The Hubble Space Telescope has been revealing things to us about outer space that is truly wonderful.
这个 Hubble 这个大的这个显微镜能够帮助我们观察在太空里面神所创造的。
It looks out into space as far as it can go and begins to see wonders that cause scientists, astronomers, and people to be excited about the universe.
这样的显微镜能够帮这个这个望远镜可以帮助我们看到非常远的地方，然后看到神创造的大能。
This revelation of God in creation that's pouring forth all the time, every day,is a revelation pointing us to the powerful creative power of God.
这样的神的创造的大能能够彰显他自己的荣耀，然后让我们每一天都能够看得到。
Now, in verse 3, our author says that this revelation that pours forth from God continually is not in language.There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world.
在第三节里面，他告诉我们说，无言无语，也无声音可听。所以这个神的这个大能创造的大能，我们观察的是不是用任何语言我们会听得见的。
Now, when nature displays its glory,whether it's the stars that shine at night or the beautiful flower that we can observe, it tells us about God, but it doesn't speak to us in words that we speak. It speaks to us by analogy.
我们这个在自然界里面所观察到神的荣耀并不是用任何言语我们可以听得见的，但是我们可以看到他的荣耀。
One would think that looking at this marvelous creation would help us to say there must have been a creator behind it.
当我们看到自然界里面这么奇妙的创造的时候，我们是不是会思考说，在这个创造的背后是不是有那位创造者？
I like watching public television.
我很喜欢看这个公共这个电视台。
And Sid the Science Kid is one of my favorite programs.
其中有一部分是专门讲到这个这个科学方面的。
It's a cartoon program that describes how one could investigate and become a scientist.
这是一个卡通的节目，它形容说我们怎么样能够来这个来了解这个科学这方面的事情。
So Sid, the science kid, might look at a banana and say, "Why does the banana get mushy?"
那这个小孩他会看到这个香蕉，然后他讲，哎，我香蕉怎么这么软
？Now the banana doesn't talk.
那当然，这个香蕉不会讲话。
But if you study the banana, you learn what happens in the cycle of life.
但是如果你仔细去研究这个香蕉的话，你会知道说，生命里面这个自然界里面形成的这种现象在里面。
Sid, the science kid, might take his magnifying glass.
他可能拿了一个放大镜。
His notepad, pen and paper.
他又拿了一个纸头跟一个笔。
And go around looking for bugs.
然后去找那个什么小虫之类的。
And finding a bug, he would look at it and investigate it.
然后他如果看到一个小虫的话，现在拿放大镜去仔细的研究，来仔细研究到底这个小虫是怎么回事。
Now the bug doesn't talk.
那当然，这个小虫不会讲话。
But it does tell us about the magnificent creative power of God.
但是从里面我们可以观察到神奇妙的创造在里面。
When David wrote this psalm in ancient times,
当大卫在古时写到这个诗篇的时候
，He didn't have telescopes or microscopes.
他没有显微镜，他也没有放大镜。
He had just his eyes.
Only
had his eyes.
他只有他的眼睛。
He had his hands.
他有他的手。
He could walk around and he could see.
他可以在到处走一走，然后仔细的观察。
And when he looked at creation, he said, "It is glorious."
当他看到这个神所创造的宇宙，他说真是奇妙。
Now David has now simply stated that nature reveals God all the time.
大卫在这里告诉我们说，在自然界里面，他不断的启示神，把神启示给我们。
But now he turns to one aspect of God's revelation, and he looks to the Son.
那他现在特别转到另外一个 奇特的现象，就是太阳。
Notice in verse 4b.
在第四节的后半部。
In the heavens he has pitched a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion, rejoicing to run its course.
神在其间为太阳安设帐幕，太阳如同新郎出洞房，又如勇士欢然奔路。
It rises from one end of the heavens, makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from its heat.
它从天这边出来，绕到天那边，没有一物被隐藏，不得它的热气。
When David thinks about creation, perhaps he got up in the morning and he said, "Here's the sun coming up once again."
当大卫早上起来的时候，他突然理解说，哎，神突然太阳突然从东边出来了。
And in his non-scientific mind, he says the sun rises and it sets.
那从一个不是科学家的观点来讲，他会说从天从这边出来，然后绕到天的那边。
But he observes that the sun does this every day.
但是他观察到说这个太阳是不间断的，每一天的都做同样的这个环绕的行动。
And the sun benefits us.
太阳对我们来讲是一个给我们很大的这个好处的一个东西。
It gives us light that casts away darkness.
它可以给我们有光，它把黑暗隐灭，然后它也会给我们有热气。
And it provides heat to warm and grow, warm us and to grow our crops.
它不只让我们觉得温暖，而且它也让这个植物能够生长，然后会有食物给我们供应。
So the glory of God is revealed in creation.
所以神的荣耀是在自然界里面启示给我们。
Whether it's the heavens in its great expanse,
或许是在宇宙间里面我们所观察到的。
Or the sun as it comes every day,
或者是太阳，我们每天都会从东边出来。
We are to understand that God, the Creator, has put design and beauty into it.
我们需要理解说神有他的奇妙的计划，然后把这些天体宇宙所有的东西放在他们应该有的地方。
But this knowledge in creation is not agreed upon by everybody.
It's not
agreed upon.
Okay, 那这个所谓的创造论并不是所有的人都有共识的。
Some people look at creation and say it just came by accident.
有的人看到这个所谓自然界的现象，他们就说，哦，这个是偶然出现。
Or it's always been here.
从来就是这样子。
It's a product of evolution.
有人说这是所谓的进化论的结果。
Not a product of God.
不是神所创造的。
So you see, natural revelation is limited.
那所以你会注意到说自然界的这种神的启示是有它的局限。
It doesn't convince everyone.
它并不能够让所有人都信服。
One scientist looks at evidence and sees glory and wonder and says, God has made that.
有科学家他们看到这个现象，他们说，哦，这是神的荣耀。
Another one looks at it and says, it's a product of evolution.
那另外一个人看了这个同样现象，他的结论是说，哦，那这是进化论结果。
So revelation in nature is quite limited.
所以由自然界来神的启示是有它的局限。
In fact, if it were really as powerful as we might think it would be, then our universities would ultimately be places where many scientists would immediately believe in a living God.
如果这个我们所理解的这个自然界神的启示是大家所共识的话，那今天在我们的大学里面所有的科学家都会同意说这个宇宙间的形成是神的荣耀。
Because it is at these institutions where science and nature is studied extensively.
在大学里面我们知道说这个科学界的这个现象我们尝试着用各种方法很仔细的来研究。
And many conclude God has nothing to do with it.
那很多人研究的结果认为说这个跟神完全没有什么关系。
If we responded to nature as David did,
如果我们是像大卫一样的对神的这个所谓的自然界的启示有同样的反应的话，
our famous professors at University of Michigan or Harvard.
我们这些有名的科学家在哈佛大学或者在 U of M
ought to become the greatest of believers.
那他们会变成跟我们一样是信主的人。
So we must then look at what else David says about how God reveals himself.
那我们现在继续来看大卫王当他看到自然界神的启示之外还有没有别的神的启示。
Because one form of revelation is quite incomplete. One form is incomplete.
只是看一方面的话并不能让我们看到整个的这个图画。
Now we look at verses 7 through 11, where we see that God reveals himself in the Bible.
那我们先来看从第七节到第十一节关于大卫王说神的话的那部分。
The Bible is God's self-revelation to humanity.
圣经是神他自己让我们认识他的启示。
This is a specific revelation.
这是一个特殊的启示。
Without it, we would not know God.
没有神话语的启示，他自己的启示，我们是不能够来认识他的。
But with the Bible, we learn who God is.
但是从圣经里面，我们可以来认识到底神是谁。
We learn what he does.
我们可以知道说他做些什么。
We learn his names.
我们可以学习说他的名是什么。
We know his purposes.
我们知道他的计划是什么。
God has revealed himself to us in terms that we can understand.
神是用我们能够理解的言语来启示他自己。
Without this revelation, we would know nothing about God because God is infinite.
没有这样的启示，我们是不可能来认识神的，因为神是无限的。
But God has purposed to share something of himself to us, and he has written it in a book.
但是神他选择了把让我们能够来认识他借着他所写的话语让我们来认识他。
There are seven ways that David describes the Bible in verses 7 through 10.
从第七节到十一节大卫形容了七个方面我们能够来认识神的。
Let us look at each one, verse 7.
我们来看一下第七节。
The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul.
耶和华的律法全备能苏醒人心。
The word law means, could be Torah, first five books of the Bible.
他这里所写的律法，所讲的律法可以指圣经里面最前面的所谓的摩西五经。
Or in a general sense, the Word of God, all of the Word of God.
或许他也可能指到所有神话里面所记载的。
I see it as all of the Word of God, the Word of God, the law of the Lord.
对我来讲，我认为这里律法所指的是圣经里面所有关于神律法，不只是摩西五经而已。
This word is perfect.
他说这个律法是全备的。
What is written for us in Scripture is from the hand and voice of God, and it teaches us truth.
那这里神所记载借着大卫所写下来的是神的完全的他的话语。
David says it revives the soul.
他说告诉我们说他能苏醒我们人的心。
It gives us life.
他给我们有生命。
And hope.
有希望。
And courage.
会有勇气。
To know that God is in control of the world,is a comfort to every believer.
对我们信主的人来讲，我们如果知道神是掌管宇宙万物一切的话，对我们来讲是一个很有确认的一个事情。
We can worry about politics.
我们可以忧虑关于政治上的事情。
About government.
我们可能会忧虑政府。
About our jobs and our lives.
关于我们的工作或者我们的生命。
But the believer knows God is in control of.All of these things.
但是如果我们是信主的，我们而且相信说神是掌管我们生命的。
This knowledge gives me courage and hope. It revives my soul because I know God is in control.
这样的知识会给我们有勇气，因为我们知道神是掌管宇宙万物的神。
Notice in verse 7, it also says, The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple.
在第七节的下半部，请大家注意，他这里说耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。
The word statutes here means words, his principles, his truths.
这里的法度是指说神话语里面的那个原则。
They are trustworthy.
他们是值得我们信任的。
Trustworthy in the time of David.
当在大卫的时候，对他来讲是值得信任的。
Trustworthy today in your and my, yours and mine.
今天在我们当中啊，你跟我，我们一样能够发现神的话语是值得信任的。
And David says, God's principles make me intelligent.
大卫告诉我们说，神的原则能够帮助我能够有智慧。
Even better off makes me wise.
更好的是使我有能够有聪明。
Because he doesn't merely mean that I can know things, it means I can live life well.
不只是让我能够有知识，而且让我能学习怎么样在生活里面能够活得好。
God's principles tell me how to be a good person, how to be a good husband, how to live in this world in which we see so many problems.
神的原则可以帮助我们成为一个好的人，也能够成为在家里面成为好的丈夫或者是好的妻子。
A third thing that is true about the Bible is in verse 8.
第三样是在第八节里面。
The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart.
耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心。
God's word is absolutely true, and when I understand it, when I live it, I can have happiness, joy, purpose in life.
神的话语是绝对的真实的，是正确的，它能够使我快活。
When you trust Christ as your Savior,
当你接受耶稣基督成为你自己的救主的时候，
we move from a life that's confused and troubled.
我们从一个非常困惑的一个人生里面能够出来
to a life that is founded on happiness, fulfillment, and significance.
然后我们就开始经历到这个信主的快乐。
God tells us about His great salvation because it's in the Bible.
神告诉我们关于得救的这个恩典，因为它是在神的话语里面记载的。
Now we learn the fourth.Truth about the Bible in verse 8b.
第四个真理是在第八节的后半部。
The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes.
耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目。
Here the scripture is called commands, and this would be the things that God says we should and shouldn't do, like don't kill. Don't steal.
有时候神的话里面给我们的是一个命令，就像说我们不可杀人啊，不可偷窃等等。
When I listen to God's commands, I keep myself out of trouble.
当我愿意遵行神所给我们的命令的时候，我就不会有问题。
We sometimes are confused about law.
我们有的时候对这个所谓的律法有一个不同的理解。
But the law is really simple.
其实圣经的里面记载律法是很简单的。
If I drive too fast, I get a ticket.
如果我开车开得太快，我会被罚，收到一个罚单的。
If I steal from a store, I can go to jail.
如果从店里面偷东西的话，他们可能把我送去监狱里。
The law only tells you when you're wrong.
这个法律通常只让你知道说什么是错的。
But it'll never tell you how to be right.
但是他从来不会告诉你你要怎么样做才是对的。
So the law, the precepts, the principles of God's word tell us where we ought to go, how we ought to act.
神的法律是告诉我们我们要怎么样来做。
And when we break that law, step outside of that law,
当我们从那个所谓的法律的这个范围里面我们走出去的话，
We remember that we need grace and forgiveness from God.
我们就知道说我们需要神的恩典来原谅我们。
So God's word tells us what He wants us to be.
所以神的话语告诉我们说他要我们怎么样来做怎么样来活。
And that pushes us to grace and forgiveness.
因为这样子他把让逼我们到神的恩典里面去。
Because when I look at the law,
当我看着这个法律律法的时候
and I read the word of God,
我读到神的话的时候
I begin to realize that I don't measure up to all that it says.
我开始理解到说我没有办法照着律法里面所说的去过活去做。
So the Bible is like a school teacher.
所以圣经就像一个在学校里面的老师一样
showing me what I can't do.
他告诉我我应该怎么样去做。
And showing me what God has done through grace, through faith in Christ.
然后也告诉我说到底神在我们当中为我们预备一个怎么样的出路。
Now, the fifth quality of the Bible is in verse 9.
第五样是在第九节里面。
The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever.
Verse 9?
Yeah, I'm sorry, verse 9. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever.
他这里第九节说耶和华的道理洁净存到永远耶和华的典章真实全然公义。
Fear is not being afraid.
这里讲到说我们要敬畏神那敬畏神并不表示说我们害怕。
But it is reverence.
是说我们敬畏他。
When I reverence the Lord,
当我尊敬他的时候
I give to him the purity of his person.
我看到他的纯洁。
And God's glory and holiness endures forever.
His
glory and holiness.
那他的这个荣耀跟他的圣洁是永存的。
Now, he also then says in verse 9b that the ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous.
第九节的后半部他说耶和华的典章真实全然公义。
Now, he's told us these things about the Bible.
这里他告诉我们圣经里面所记载的。
It is perfect.
它是真实的。
Trustworthy.
是可以信任的。
Mm-hmm. Right. It is right.
它是正确的。
And radiant.
它是能发光的。
Pure.
它是纯洁的。
And now we're going to learn two more qualities. It is precious and it is sweet.
我们现在来看另外两个它是非常可羡慕的然后非常 甜蜜的。
This is in verse 10.
在第十节。
They are more precious than gold and than much pure gold.
都比金子可羡慕且比极多的金金可羡慕。
And they are sweeter than honey.
他们比蜜更甘甜。
Than honey from the comb.
且比蜂房下滴的蜜甘甜。
Two simple analogies that are helpful.
这两个比喻是对我们来讲是有很大帮助的。
Gold is very precious and valuable.
第一个金子金子一般来讲是我们看为非常有价值的东西。
But David says the Bible is more valuable than gold.
那大卫王告诉我们说在圣经里面神的话是比金子更有价值的。
When you learn the word of God,
当你学习神的话的时候
you bring it into your life and you grow by it,
你把它带到你的心里来然后靠着神的话语来成长。
You are acquiring a very great wealth.
你会得到很大的财富。
Now, it is also sweet.
它也是非常甘甜。
Like honey.
就像蜂蜜一样。
And that would be nice this morning if we could have some toast with some butter and some honey.
今天早上如果我们会有面包拿去烤一下然后有这个奶油然后有一点这个蜂蜜。
Maybe we could have some eggs and bacon too.
然后我们可以加一点蛋跟那个 bacon.
So the Bible is valuable and when we bring it into our life, it is wholesome.
当我们把圣经带到我们生命里面来的时候 他就让帮助我们在里面能够成长。
Now we have said two very important things so far, and you're very good students.
你们是很好的学生，我们刚刚才讲了两个重要的事情。
First of all, nature tells us that God is glorious.
第一个，他告诉我们，神所创造的是这个自然是极其荣耀的。
But we don't know His name.
但是我们不知道他的名字。
We don't know His will.
我们不晓得他的旨意。
Nature just tells us that there must be a designer behind all of this remarkable universe.
自然的世界只能告诉我们说，哎，或许在这个自然界之后有这位美妙的创造主。
The second thing we learn is that God has continued to reveal Himself in the Bible.
第二项我们所学到的是说，神不断的在圣经里面来启示他自己。
It's in the written word of God that we learn who He is.
在神的话语里面，我们来学习他是怎么样的神。
What characteristics he has.
他有怎么样的特性。
What his will and purposes are.
他的旨意是什么。
It's in the Bible that we learn about God.
是在神的话语里面，在圣经里面。
Now, so far we could say then, that's good news. Professor, that's fine. God's in, revealed gloriously in nature, and God is revealed specifically in the Bible, and that's it.
你可能会说，哦，Dr. Wilson, 那个你说的都很好哈，那就是说神从自然界来启示我们，然后从神的话语里面他来让我们认识他，但是就是这样吗？
But David wants to turn to himself.
但是大卫开始要往他自己的身上来观察。
He wants to consider what all of this means to him.
他想要知道这些对他来讲有什么特别的意义吗？
He reflects on creation, he reflects on the Bible, and he reflects on himself.
他第一个先看看穹苍，第二个再看看神的话，现在他想要看看他自己。
It all becomes very practical and personal.
就突然就变得非常的有用，神的话跟他所观察的就变得非常有用。
I believe in these verses, he would say that the glory and the holiness of God can be revealed in the believer.
在这里他是说神的荣耀跟神的圣洁能够在我们信主人身上能够启示显明出来。
The beauty of his character, the reality of his person in me.
他的美妙跟他的荣耀能够在我里面彰显出来。
Notice in verse 11, he turns and says, by them, that is, this revelation, in nature and in the Bible, in them is your servant warned, in them there is great reward.
如果你看第十一节的时候，他讲，况且你的仆人因此受警戒，守着这些便有大赏。他这里所说的因此受警戒，就是指的他刚才所说的，所观察到的自然界的启示跟神所给的，他从话语里面给我们的启示。
David would want us, even in our modern world, so many years removed from his, to look at this magnificent creation.
神要我们今天依然像他当初那样子来看他所启示的美妙的穹苍。
And for us to look at this word of God.
他也要我们好好来看他的话语。
And realize that we ourselves are in great need of being right before God.
然后来审查自己，看我们自己是不是在神面前是讨他喜悦的。
When David looked at God's revelation, he knew his great need in his own heart.
当大卫做了上面的这些观察之后，他就发现到他自己的需要。
It's in verse 12. Look at it. This is what he says.
第十二节里面，请大家注意看。
Who can discern his errors? Forgive my hidden faults.
谁能知道自己的错失呢？愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错。
David says, I look at myself and I recognize that I have errors I don't even know about.
大卫他说，我看看我自己的时候，我突然发现有很多我所犯的罪，我自己甚至不知道。
I have hidden faults.
我有一些隐而未现的过错。
And so David's observation of nature and the Bible causes him to look at his own life and to realize He needs God's saving power.
当大卫观察到宇宙这么奇妙的现象，然后也从神的话语面来认识神的时候，他就看到他自己的不足，他的需要。
Even as a king, he couldn't stand up before the King of Kings, the Creator of nature, and make any declaration of his own character.
虽然他是一个国王，但是就是一个国王，他也没有办法在神面前说我是一个正直没有过错的人。
And before the law of God, he couldn't stand up as king and say, I follow the law of God perfectly.
虽然他是国王，他在神面前他不敢自夸说我在神面前是无过的人。
For David was a man of sin like we are.
因为大卫王他自己知道他像我们一样是有罪的人。
He at times had hidden faults and he had errors.
那很多时候他也自己知道他有显而未现的过错。
He thought he could hide from God.
他以为他可以躲避神。
But no one hides from God.
但是没有人能够躲避神。
So David says, I need to be right before God.
所以大卫王说我在神面前我需要做一个正直的人。
Even what's secret is known to him.
甚至连那些所谓的隐而未现的过错。
Now notice in verse 13, David makes a turn.
注意第十三节。
He says, keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me.
求你拦阻仆人不犯任何妄为的罪。不容这罪辖制我。
Here David says, I sin willfully, and that means with a high hand.
大卫这里讲说，我有些罪是任意妄为的罪。
It's bold and it's arrogant.
是非常自我自大的这种罪。
So David says, I'm a sinner when I don't even know it, and I'm a sinner when I do know it.
大卫这里说 我是一个罪人，有的时候我甚至不知道我犯的那些过错是什么，但是有的时候我知道我的过错是什么。
But he says, may they not rule over me.
但是他求神让这些罪不会辖制他。
Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression.
然后我才会变为完全免犯大罪。
Because when God is revealed in nature, I see his glory.
因为当神在自然界启示他自己的时候，
When God is revealed in the Bible, I see His holiness.
当神在他的话语里面显明他自己的圣洁的时候，
and it causes me to want that glory and holiness to be in my life.
他就让我们来思考说，我们是不是我们也想要得到像有神那样的荣耀呢？
And David says that first comes when I repent and I recognize that I am a sinner and I don't bring glory to God.
大卫王说，我如果要得到这样荣耀的话，我第一件事要做的就是在神面前要认我的罪。
But when I open my heart and I repent,
当我开我的心，向神开启我的心，然后愿意来向神认我的罪的时候，
I receive God's forgiveness.
神就愿意来赦免我。
I have new life.
我会有新的生命。
And God's glory is present in my life.
然后神的荣耀就会在我生命里面能够彰显出来。
Notice what David says in verse 14 as he draws this to a conclusion.
我们注意大卫王在第十四节里面他做的这个总结。
He says, May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight.
在十四节的后半部他说，愿我口中的言语心里的意念在你面前蒙悦纳。
He began by saying God communicates in nature without words.
他先告诉我们说神启示他自己是用没有言语的创造的启示。
And then he says God is communicated in words in the Bible.
然后他告诉我们神用言语的在他的话语里面给我们的启示。
And then David says may my words reflect the glory and holiness of God.
最后大卫说愿我口中的言语能够来彰显神的荣耀。
And then he closes by saying, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
最后他说在十四节的前半部，耶和华我的磐石，我的救赎主啊。
Look at what he says, my rock.
我们大家注意到他所说，他称耶和华是他的磐石。
That's natural revelation.
这是一个自然界的启示。
That's geology.
这个是地质学的事情。
It's in my rock.
你是我的。 磐石。
And he said, God, you're my rock.
他说神你是我的
磐石。Stand on you.
我可以站在这个磐石上。
And then he says, Redeemer.
然后他说你是我的救赎主。
That's special revelation.
这是另外一个启示。
That's what the Bible tells us God is.
这是神告诉我们到底圣经告诉我们神到底是谁。
So when I am open to what God has to say,
当我愿意向神开启我的心来听他的话语的时候
，Like the commercial for the cell phone, can you hear me now？
就像那个你们在电视里面所看到那个手机的那个广告哈，你可以听到我了吗
？Are you listening？
你在听吗
？When you look at nature，
当你看到自然界的现象的时候
，Do you see glory and beauty？
你看到那个荣耀那个奇妙吗
?When you look at the Bible,
当你读神的话语的时候
,do you see the loving, compelling character of God?
你有看到那个爱人灵魂的神吗
?And then are you turned in your heart to say, Oh God,
然后你愿意开启你的心跟神说主啊
,I'm a very great sinner.
我是一个大罪人。
I sin,In my errors that I don't even know.
我犯过那些隐而未现的过错。
I even more sin by what I do know.
我甚至有的时候是故意去犯罪。
I need a redeemer.
我需要一个救赎主。
And Jesus is that very great redeemer, and the Bible tells us all about him.
耶稣就是那个很最大的救赎主。
So I want to know. Can you hear him now?
你能够听到他的声音吗？
Can you hear him as he communicates his love to you?
你可以听到他向你所呼唤他爱你的声音吗
？As he speaks in the plain written word of Scripture,
当他用很明显的这个我们所理解的言语来表达他自己的时候
，we can become people who really know God.
我们可以成为一个认识他的子民
，and Live to honor him.
我们可以活着来荣耀他。
And experience in our lives his transformation.
在我们心里面，我们可以经历到他给我们的改变。
Perhaps we could summarize it in this simple way.
或许我们可以来做一个很简单的这个结论。
David the psalmist.
大卫他写诗篇的这位大卫。
Who lived before telescopes and microscopes.
他活着的时候是显微镜跟放大镜都还没发明的时候。
He looked up into the sky.
当他向穹苍上来观察的时候。
And with his eyes, he could see the beauty.
他的眼睛可以看到这穹苍所创造的美丽。
Perhaps in the darkest of night, he sees the stars twinkling in the sky.
在最黑暗的夜里，他可以看到这些星球它们发出的光。
And at noonday, he sees the sun radiant and strong, shining forth with heat.
在中午的时候，他看到这个很强烈的太阳，他看到这个光跟它的温暖。
And he reasons this is a glorious creation.
啊，他的结论是这是神奇妙的创造。
Surely.Someone brought this into existence.
我们知道说一定有个创造主把这些所有的星球宇宙间的所有的创造放在他们应该有的位置。
So he looks upward.
他往天上看。
And then he looks inward.
然后他往圣经里面看。
Because now he looks at the scriptures.
他看到神的话语里面。
And he studies them carefully.
他仔细的来考察。
Because now he knows the God that created that universe is the God that tells us exactly who he is and how I can know him.
然后他知道说这个创造宇宙万物的神借着他的话语来告诉我们他到底是谁。
And then he turns to himself.
然后他就看看他自己。
He's introspective.
他往自己里面来审查。
And he says, the glory of God revealed in creation, the holiness of God revealed in the Word, in my life, transforming me into his character and glory.
他结论是说，我观察到神的创造，他的话语，然后我也观察到他怎么样使我改变。
May that be true for each one of us today.
希望今天在我们当中，我们可以有同样的经验经历。
If you're a believer and you've been following our Lord Jesus for a long time,
如果你是一个信主的，然后是在跟随主耶稣基督的，
you know these things to be true.
你知道这些是真实的。
You've fed on the preciousness of the Word of God and you've grown by it.
你也知道说神的话语是宝贝的，然后你也会借着神的话语来成长。
If you're a new believer,
但是如果你是新的信主的话，
then go deep into the Word of God.
就花一点时间来好好的进入神的话语，来学习神的话语。
Because in it you'll find the life you want to live.
因为在里面你会发现到说神他给我们的命令，要叫我们怎么样能够成长，靠着他来生活。
It'll be food for you and it will bless you.
这个神的话语就成为你的食粮， 让你能够成长。
If you have not yet trusted Christ,
如果你还没有接受主耶稣基督的话，
you find yourself here in this foreign country,
你发现到你是在这个外国的世界里，
surrounded by intelligence,
有很多很多聪明的人在你旁边，
the university is full of knowledgeable people,
这个大学里面有很多很多有知识的人，
but there is still an emptiness of heart and soul.
但是在你的心灵深处，你还是经历到那个空虚的那个感觉。
For all the wisdom that there is,
不管有多少的知识在你旁边，
I can't make a microphone to stick on an ear. For all the wisdom that there is,
在所有的知识里面，
there's greater wisdom in this book.
在圣经里面有更大的知识。
And when we respond to God's revelation, He will transform your life.
当我们愿意向神在圣经里面对我们的呼召有反应的时候，你会发现到说你的生命会改变。
So if you've not yet trusted God,
如果你还没有真正的来依靠主的话，
I urge you to trust Jesus Christ as your one and only Savior.
我劝你能够有这样的机会来接受他。
For in Him,
因为在他里面
are found all of the needs,
你可以发现你所有的需要
of our lives,
你生命你所有的需要
fully met,
完全的得到
fully supplied, yeah, fully supplied.
你神会给你所有你所供应你所有的需要。
So can you hear me now?
你可以听到我吗？
Nature speaking.
自然界在向我们说话。
The word of God speaking.
神的话在对我们说话。
And my heart changing.
然后我的心在改变。
Because God is bringing me to truth.
因为神把他的真理带到我们当中。
And transforming me because of Jesus.
来改变我，借着基督来改变我。
Would you join me in prayer?
请跟我一起来祷告。
What a joy to be here today, Father, and to talk about you.
我们感谢主，让今天我有机会来这里来谈到关于神的事情。
To humbly try to express what it is that you have said about yourself in nature.
在这里能够在你面前谦卑的来诉说你的荣耀。
Your complexity and your beauty.
你的美丽跟你的这个复杂。
And what you have said about yourself in the Bible.
而且你在圣经里面怎么样描述你自己。
And your holiness and truth.
你的圣洁跟你的真理。
And this causes me to look at myself and each of us here today to look at themselves.
这使我能够来自我省察。
And experience the transforming, saving power of Jesus Christ.
然后来经历神给我们的这个改变的生命。
We are thankful, Father, you are personal.
我们感谢神，因为你对我们来讲是一个我们可以认识的神。
You are available.
你让你自己把自己献给我们。
And you hear the prayer of those trusting in you.
你也会听那些愿意来依靠你的人的祷告。
So, Father, may your glory and holiness.
所以我们求主我们这个圣洁的主
be revealed in us.
会在我们心中被显明出来。
In Jesus' name.
我们靠耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.